You're listening to the audio production of A Hobbit, A Wardrobe, and A Great War, how J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis rediscovered faith, friendship, and heroism in the cataclysm of 1914 to 1918. By Joseph LeConte, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Dave Hoffman.
Introduction. In the throes of one of the most destructive and dehumanizing wars in world history, something extraordinary occurred, never to be repeated. It happened on Christmas Eve, December 24, 1914. The Great War had been raging for 5 ferocious months. Neither side could gain a decisive advantage. Despite plans and promises to the contrary, the European armies were racing to deadlock. Deployed into France, most of the original British Expeditionary Force, BEF, of 160,000 men had been wiped out at Mons, Le Cateau, and Ypres. Casualties among the French and German armies were even more staggering. In the opening weeks of the war, the French lost 300,000 men. By the end of December, France and Germany had sustained combat losses of well over 600,000 soldiers, with many more wounded or missing. Some of the fighting had been hand-to-hand. As a German account of the First Battle of Ypres described it, the enemy fought desperately for every heap of stones and every pile of bricks. And yet, on Christmas Eve, the armies of both sides of the Western Front put down their weapons, sang hymns, and treated their enemies as brothers. No one ordered the now famous Christmas Truce of 1914. No one could have planned for it. It arose spontaneously, without warning, among officers as well as ordinary soldiers.